you. I appreciate Frank saying those things. He just gave my speech for me, actually, and gave me credit for being a big part of it. But, no, actually, I have to say, the Constitutional Party has been involved in 7 different presidential elections. I've been around for all of them in one form or another. But the two I actually was a candidate in 2008 as Chuck Baldwin's VP candidate, and this past one are the two leading vote-getting campaigns that we've ever run. So I am proud of that. So I'm going to give you a report on that tomorrow, and all you have to do to get all that valuable information is show up and listen to it. I'm going to talk about the campaign, what we did, what I learned about my wife during the campaign, what I learned about myself, what I learned about the party, and what I learned about Democrats and Republicans, especially the Republicans. All that tomorrow. But tonight, in my 15 minutes, which I'll be faithful to, I wanted to take a minute and share with you some information that you may or may not be aware of, something that might help you as you go down the road in this political world, something that we might keep in mind as we're talking about. Spent a lot of time today in the executive committee talking about the future, what we're going to do in the future. We didn't use these terms, but how can we save this party, that kind of thing? How can we make it grow? How can we make it expand and fill in all these blanks, these vacuums waiting to be filled? So what I wanted to say tonight is a few things about foreign policy from the standpoint of what faces this incoming administration, what Mr. Trump faces, just very briefly, some things to make you aware of, and they kind of come back around to us. You could say that over the last 25 years, since we've been involved in the Desert Wars, American foreign policy, you could call it invade all, invite all. So what we've been doing is traveling around the Middle East. Now, I'm not saying one way or the other what we've done is good or bad. I'm just telling you what's happened. We've invaded all these countries, and by UN estimates, killed about 4 million people. Not just us, but all the warring people, about 4 million people, 500,000 of them in our embargo, our free fly zone that we had in Iraq during the Clinton administration, the one where Madeleine Albright, if you remember, famously said, we think it was worth it. When it was pointed out to her that these 500,000 people, most of them were children when they started this, she said, we think it was worth it. Well, that's what we've been doing, not just killing people, but destroying these countries, their infrastructure. If you look at pictures of these cities in Syria, take a look at them sometime, and then what they used to be, you know, Damascus. This is where the Apostle Paul had his Damascus Road experience, a beautiful historic city. And Aleppo, of course, Damascus still survives to some extent, but these other cities, just piles of rubble. Look at Libya, even Egypt, Algeria, where there's been fighting, not so much involving us, but involving other people. War is still going on in Libya with ISIS. There are many other countries across the Middle East. So what do we do? All these countries are 98% Muslim or close to it. We kill 4 million people. They all have family. They all have friends. And we say, why don't you all come to America? Especially you middle-aged, you military-aged men. We really like it when you come. So you know what? They took us up on this offer. And just to give you an example, this gentleman who did the attack recently at Ohio State University, Mr. Abdul Ali Artan. Mr. Artan was from Somalia, a nation in North Africa that we can think of it as the Middle East, because it's on the ocean. And Somalia has about 10 million people, 1.2% of which now live permanently inside the United States. But this brings me to my point, this little talk in that is that illegal immigration is a problem, but it's not the problem. Mr. Trump gained fame by saying he was going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. And that's fine if he wants to do that. But I would argue that legal immigration is what the real problem is. All of these Somalis that live in the United States, it's all perfectly legal. They're here legally, as was the man who did the attack at Ohio State University. What he did was he immigrated from Somalia and he went to Pakistan. He and his family went to Pakistan and they spent 7 years in a refugee camp in Pakistan. 7 years. And the United States came along and said, Mr. Artung, we would like to take you to infidel, Islamophobic America, and at taxpayer expense. And we've got a place for you to live there in Columbus, Ohio, and we'd like to enroll you in this university called Columbus State. You can enroll there and study wherever you want to, and we'll pay for all of it. So he did. He enrolled at Columbus State, and he spent 2 years there studying and learning and coming to grips with all of the Islamophobia in America, which he talked about constantly on the internet, saying things. He talked about various countries around the world and how his Muslim friends and so forth were being mistreated around the world, and he said finally, he couldn't take it anymore. Well, he was moved to Ohio State, and you know, that happens. There are certain feeder schools that people sometimes aren't qualified for admission to one university. The state has a smaller school you can go to and spend a couple of years, and if you do well there, they'll let you in to Ohio State. So that's what Mr. Artung did, all this at U.S. taxpayer expense. One day, he decided that he couldn't take it anymore. He went and posted a Facebook message. He didn't do a martyr video like a lot of folks do, saying this is why I killed myself. He said that he was upset with the way Muslims were being treated in Miramar and other places. And so he gets in his car and drives down the Ohio State campus, runs it over a bunch of students and crashes into a brick wall, and gets out with a butcher knife or a machete, depending on which report you hear. And he starts slashing people. 12 people were injured, none dead, as far as we know. So that was Mr. Artung. And then Ohio State University police officer sent him permanently to paradise with 3 gunshot wounds. So this is happening with legal immigration around the country, and it's happening, I would argue, because we destroy these people's homelands, and then we invite them to America. And to a lot of people, that might make sense. You destroy the person's homeland. Now, keep in mind, this person is a Muslim. He's a member of a religion that says, kill the infidel. Submit or perish. That's what Islam means. It means submit. And of course, the terrorist groups that we have out there now, like ISIS, they don't even understand the passive submission that Islam really teaches, which is if you don't want to convert to Islam, you can pay a tax, which is a passive form of submitting. You accept the fact that you are subservient to them. So they just kill you. But anyway, we invite all these people to America and we turn them loose, all at taxpayer expense, to do whatever they want to do. So these are some of the problems that we face. And I'm almost finished. So what should we do? I mean, what really causes all this? Well, stop doing it, I guess, would be job number one. It seems pretty simple. Both. Stop doing both. Stop invading and stop inviting. That would be my advice. But what's the real issue here? Because Muslims have been trying to conquer Europe for 1,500 years, and they've never been successful before. See, we always had the Christian faith before. And the Christian faith in Europe said, no, you cannot come here. We're not going to accept that here. That's not acceptable here. Once Europe abandoned the faith, all those barriers came down. America did too. We just have an ocean that makes it a little more difficult. But Europe and America has abandoned Christianity, and it moved into the modern world. You could say this is the post-Christian modern world. And the modern world, absent Christianity, is not capable of dealing with this evil. It cannot deal with it. It cannot come to grips with it. There is nothing there to prevent it from happening. So nature is just taking its course, and we're overrun with terrorists. It's only going to get worse unless Mr. Trump somehow reverses course. That's the way I see it anyway. So what's the answer? Seems like there's only one. Return to the faith. Europe and America has to return to the faith. Return to the faith, and we survive. Failed to do that, and we don't survive. It's just that simple. That's the way I see it anyway, folks. And my 15 minutes is up, so I hope that you will join me tomorrow for a full report on the campaign, all of the things that you guys did to help us, and all of the things that you did to hurt us, the misery and pain that was inflicted on us by so many different people. You'll be able to hear about all that tomorrow. Now, we had fun. Joan and I did. We really did. It was a labor of love, I assure you. It had its moments, but it was great. And I won't say we enjoyed every minute of it, but we enjoyed a lot of it. So I'll give you a report on all that tomorrow, and I'll see you then, folks. Thank you.